This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Schneidman, my name is Peter. I've decided I'm going to sell my house myself, but I really don't know where to begin. I was wondering if I could hit you up for some tips on where to go from here.
James Carville.
He's kind of going off the rails lately as well, isn't he? Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, syndicated columnist Dan Walters. It's been 4 months since he's been on. Usually like to have him on every 3 months. So we have back-to-back syndicated columnists. Last week was George Skelton, and today, Dan Walters. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. Don't forget the bees. I haven't mentioned the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association in quite some time, and you could just find them online. I don't even know if they use a phone number anymore, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. But a friend had one of those small refrigerators, like a college dorm fridge, sitting on the front porch, wasn't using it, and knew that you don't want to close an unplugged fridge because you can get mildew. So she put a little rag in the hinge so no one would accidentally close it. Well, guess who found that to be a lovely home? Honeybees. So she's relocating them and saving them. So that's good news. We are on the 14th week of the year, 2024. It's for the week ending April 5th, 2024. And we have 15 more sales year to date than we did last year. And because there were so few sales the last couple of years, that's actually 9% increase. And guess where the 15 sales are? They're all in Montecito. Year-to-date Montecito, 39 sales. Last year, 24. It's kind of interesting. Median price, $2,262,000 year-to-date. Last year, $2,225,000. Last year ended up almost at $2,225,000 for the year. So the last 10 years, so we're up 9%. 178 sales. Last year, we were down 40% with 163 sales. So looking back to 2015, 10 years, 5 years up, 5 years down, kind of alternated. 1 year up, 1 year down. But we're at historical lows, 178 sales. Oh, that was a nice little power surge. I hear a funny sound. Maybe we're being, it's probably Elon Musk. He's watching us. 178 sales. It's just bizarre. I'm looking down, going back to 2005. I happen to do that as a punch list. And 188 sales in 2009, year to date. And that was the lowest since 2005. And so 178, 163, it's just god awful low. Back in 2021, which my manager likes to call the unicorn year because you just don't want to compare it to anything. It was just so off the charts. The first 14 weeks, 363 sales. So, I mean, we're almost half that. But that's a crazy year. Beyond that, though, surprisingly, back in 2013, we had 320 sales. That was the record holder. 2013, first 14 weeks of the year, 320 sales. Median price, $906,000. Today, $2,262,000. So Montecito, 39 sales, last year 24. And the year before that, generally the first 14 weeks, you might have 50, 40, actually 29 sales in 2018, the debris flow. So that's the second lowest, 29 sales in 2009 as well, which was the low overall, 188 sales. Montecito, 2009, first 14 weeks of the year, 29 sales, a median price, $2,350,000. Today it's $5.8 million. So that's more than double. Last year, median price year to date, Montecito was about $5.5 million. And in 2022, it was almost $6 million. Be nice if I had the overall year for Montecito to compare it to see how it jump starts. Now, I look at inventory as well, and we have 147 listings on the market, snapshot for the week ending April 5th, 2024, rather. 147 listings. And you could say it's the highest in 4 years, because last year there were only 99, and the year before that 95, and the year before that 127. Then when you go back to normal years, you're in the 300s. So it's moving in the right direction. It's best to have the highest inventory in 4 years, but it's still historical lows. And Bill happened to tell me when we were together that Santa Ynez, oh, and by the way, for the 147 listings that are on the market, not in escrow, the median price is $4.1 million. 73 pendings, median price is $2.9 million. Again, year-to-date, $2,262,000 for the sales. But Santa Ynez, we have 147 listings in the South Coast. And Santa Ynez has 63, which actually, to me, seems high. I don't have anything to compare it to. But Santa Ynez, seems like a smaller area, so they have 63. And their median price, $3,260,000 versus the South Coast, 147 listings, median price of $4.1 million. No listings available. No listings in escrow under $1 million. The two listings we have under $1 million are up in Painty Cave. And there's one on leased land for $200,000-$300,000. I don't really count that as fee simple. Okay. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back with syndicated columnist Dan Walter. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.